Met Michiel. Special. Hozier in 5 essentiële tracks. 3FM. Deze week in de spotlights.
Hozier is... I think in France, it's originally a French name, so... But I think it was so it would have been Hozier originally, but I think it was Anglicanized to Hozier at some point.
Andrew Hozier Byrne, oftewel Hozier uit Ierland.
I'm a singer-songwriter, influenced and informed by a lot of blues music and gospel music and soul and a bit of folk as well. There's quite a lot of Irish in it, I suppose, or Irish influence in it, so certainly lyrically.
Zijn muziek is een mix van blues, soul en folk. Tikkeltje duister.
There's an artist called Cold Specs who coined the phrase doom soul for her music, which I think is fantastic.
Maar ook met ruimte voor een knipoog.
And there's humor in it too, so there's kind of a... I'd have a pretty dark sense of humor.
Met teksten als She's the Giggle at a Funeral uit zijn grootste hit Take Me to Church geloven we dat zo. Typisch Iers is dat volgens Hozier. Take Me to Church en de bijbehorende clip werden een hit. Het is Hozier's aanklacht tegen de kerk die mensen vertelt wat wel en niet normaal is op het gebied van seks en seksualiteit, over goed en kwaad.
Take Me to Church would certainly be an example of lyrics that are influenced by being Irish. The song kind of reflects on a frustration with references the Catholic Church, the way they view sex or sexual orientation, the way they've institutionalized gender inequality. If I wasn't from Ireland, I wouldn't write that song.
Nee, groot fan van de kerk is Hozier niet echt.
Things keep coming up in the news. Things are still being found out about, you know, atrocities, human atrocities. So, there's a lot of, I have strong opinions about that. I think a lot of people do. It hasn't been a good year for the church. Hasn't been a good few hundred years for the church.
En het levert een pracht van een song en een dijk van een hit op, waarmee Hozier zich in één klap op de muzikale kaart zet. slecht is om muzikant te worden, blijkt al gauw. Zijn vader, zelf muzikant, voedt hem muzikaal op met een dieet van blues, jazz en soulmuziek.
My dad is big into music. He was a musician. His record collection also would have been like my first education. So a lot of blues music, a lot of kind of chess record stuff. People like Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters. So.
Veel blues dus in huizen Hozier. En kleine Andrew kreeg mee. Blues is het fundament van rock and roll.
Blues is a very fundamental thing to rock and roll music. It's very fundamental to popular music.
Vooral blues uit Chicago dus. De eerste muziek waarmee Hozier kennis maakte. En die nog steeds zijn eigen muziek beïnvloedt. Zoals deze van Muddy Waters. Manish Boy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning. Oh yeah. My mother's style gonna be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, way past 21. I want you to believe me, baby. I have lots of fun. I'm a man.
Jong mannetje krijgt Hozier thuis weliswaar veel Chicago blues te horen, een sound die hem als muzikant nog steeds beïnvloedt.
Certainly my album does a lot of influences as well. It's not as simple as a blues album. There's some soul elements there, there's folk songs, there's and it's just my influences come from a lot of places like that and where that those influences meet. I just wanted to capture, you know, those influences and how that music makes me feel.
Maar ook muziek van eigen bodem. Hozier's eerste eigen LP is van de Ierse rockband Thin Lizzy. En die draait hij compleet grijs.
I'm a big Thin Lizzy fan, but I only had one album for a long time. I suppose that's the thing about having one album, your first album, is that you've only one thing to listen to. So I listen to that constantly. Songs, Thin Lizzy songs are fantastic. Phil Lynott, amazing character, amazing performer. And amazing rapport with the audience, and I was kind of into rock as well at the time, so but like the cowboy songs, gorgeous, and I don't know, all the kind of classic hits.
Guess who just got back today? That wild-eyed voice that had been away. Haven't changed, had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, boys are back in town. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
Spread the word around.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back, the boys are back.
Pas zijn 15e is muziek luisteren niet meer genoeg voor Hozier. Nee, hij wil zelf muziek gaan maken. Hij leert zichzelf gitaar spelen en begint met het schrijven van eigen liedjes. Ondertussen doet hij podiumervaring op. Eerst in een blues coverbandje en later als zanger bij de groep Anuna. Hij besluit zijn studie aan de Universiteit van Dublin op te geven om zich helemaal op de muziek te richten. Hij maakt demo's op platenmaatschappij Universal en in 2013 komt zijn eerste EP uit. Met daarop naast Take Me to Church nog 3 andere tracks. Waaronder het nummer Angel of Small Death and the Codeine Scene. Dat ook op zijn debuutalbum Hozier staat, dat een jaar later uitkomt. Het nummer is ontstaan uit puur liefdesverdriet, maar is geïnspireerd door het boek Portrait of the Artist as a Young Man van de beroemde schrijver James Joyce. Dat boek gaat over jezelf bevrijden van alles wat je opgelegd wordt. Over wat een ander goed en slecht vindt. Over wat een ander normaal vindt en wat niet. Over wat de kerk vindt en de maatschappij. En over je daarvan los kunnen maken. Luister maar eens naar de tekst van Take Me to Church of het volgende nummer. En je begrijpt dat Hozier zwaar onder de indruk was van dat literaire hoogstandje.
Angel of Small Death in the Codeine Scene was an earlier song. Probably just after falling out of a relationship. That song is more about trying to love somebody maybe very damaged, succumbing to certain base influences or base instincts and just trying to figure yourself out. To be alone is more tender, I think, and more sad. It's quite influenced a lot by Portrait of the Artist, so a lot of the albums is influenced by that book.
I watched the work of Mack in Bold and Boyful, toying somewhere between love and abuse. And joyful, shaking the wings of their terrible youth, freshly disowned in some frozen devotion. No more alone, or myself could I be. Lurched like a stranger, the arms that were open. No shortage of sordid, no protest from me. With her sweet and brave. Small death in the golden sea with her.
In september 2014 komt Hozier's debuutalbum uit. Take Me to Church is op YouTube dan een enorme hit vanwege de omstreden video. En het nummer heeft in 12 landen op 1 gestaan. Het album haalt de jaarlijstjes voor album van het jaar. En Take Me to Church krijgt een Grammy-nominatie voor song van het jaar. Hozier is in rap tempo gewend geraakt aan het horen van zijn eigen muziek, waar hij ook gaat.
A few days ago I was in like a coffee place, like just going to get a coffee. I was lost in London, I didn't know where I was going. And my music was playing on the system. And you're there kind of asking for directions. It's just funny. It's funny hearing your own music as a soundtrack to your day.
Er staan meer singles op het album, waaronder Someone New. Een nummer dat Hozier trouwens niet helemaal alleen schreef.
It's the only song on the album that was co-written. There's an Irish artist called Loa. She had an idea for the chorus, which was the melody and the words. So I fall in love just a little bit every day. For me, this was an exercise of here's an idea, here's an abstract idea, and I'm gonna make this into a song. I can't think of any other song which I've done that with. It's a happy sounding song, but to say I fall in love every day with someone new, that's not love. That's a shallow infatuation. There's a sadness to that. When you overuse the word love a lot, you kind of disassociate yourself from what love actually can be or what love truly is. And so using a word like that over and over again, especially in the way that our society kind of does.
Go and take this the wrong way. You knew who I was with every step that I ran to you. Only blue or black days. Electing strange perfections in any stranger I choose. Would things be easier if there was a right way? Honey, there is no right way. And so I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit. An art to life's distraction, to somehow escape the burning weight, the art of scraping through. Some like to imagine the dark caress of someone else. I guess any thrill will do. Would things be easier if there was a right way? Honey, there is no right way. How pure, how sweet the love Aretha that you would pray for him. Cause God knows I fall just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day with someone new. I fall in love just a little or a little bit every day. Love with every stranger, the stranger the better. Love with every stranger, the stranger the better. Love with every stranger, the stranger the better. Someone